response?
I think the president, unfortunately, continues to spew out lies that just are not accurate. He suggested that 20,000 children have come in by coyotes. The children that are coming in with their parents. He is suggesting that they're bringing in drugs. The drugs that are coming into the United States are coming in through the ports of entry. They're coming in these large semis that aren't properly scanned because we don't have the kind of equipment we need at our borders. We're only interdicting about 15%. You know, the truth of the matter is $5 billion could be spent on what the Customs and Border Patrol officers say is the most effective tool in their tool chest, and that is the use of blimps. They have only 8 blimps. We could buy 10 blimps a year for the next 50 years. We could buy sensors that are much more effective. He is using this wall because he made these promises on his campaign trail, and even though they were ignorant promises, he wants to be able to say, I have delivered. Well, meanwhile, there are a lot of people who are on the verge of losing their jobs because they can't wait for another 2 weeks or 3 weeks without a paycheck. And I think that his brinksmanship is causing us great harm right now.
You heard Chuck Schumer suggest in the Democratic response to separate the issue from border security with a government shutdown. President Trump said this can all be worked out in a 45-minute meeting in his office tomorrow. What do you think the chances are of getting that separation, as Schumer has suggested?
Well, the separation is the only way we're going to resolve this, because truly the president has an edifice complex. He is just committed to this wall, whether you call it a wall or steel beams. It is not effective. People can dig under them. You can put drones over them. It is not the way we should be moving forward to provide security. And we do need border security, but we need to use the technologies that's out there. We need to rely on our Customs and Border Patrol officers who know the lay of the land and know what works and what doesn't. He is causing so much harm that is so unnecessary. And this furloughed situation where some 800,000 people are either furloughed or working without pay is actually going to cost us between $5 and $6 billion. So now we're up to over $10 billion if we were to move ahead with this border wall. So I think he has met his match with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and he doesn't know yet what hit him.